I can let you know what's on the list here, Chuck.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
The HPRP monthly report.
Yep. I've seen that.
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Questions, comments?
Just a couple comments. They're negative in a couple columns, but that's a subjective columns. They put numbers subjectively in there. I may send an email to Alan and I'll carbon you guys if I end up doing that. Just to say, I wanted to point out one area here. You probably see a negative in the remaining here.
Got one here and here and here.
Right. So three of them. These budget amounts is what he's put in there. It's nothing official, but I just wanted to see if it's something that's caught him off guard, if he's unexpected, but it doesn't have anything to do with the report. That may be an email I send to him just to ask.
And then that's a good idea. I was looking at it before you got here.
Yep.
Just to explain to us just a little bit about
that,
why it shows
negative. I think negative. Like I said, if I'm going off memory, he created a budget based off what he projected Taney County since the first time we've done this, and the money was lumped, and he just randomly put it in there based off of experience, but no. But anyway, I don't think there's any issue with the report. I mean, it looks like we're spending money and helping citizens. So,
So I
move that we accept the HPRP. Homeless Prevention and Rapid Rehousing monthly expenditure for the month of March 2010.
I'll second the motion. Can we add to it that we are going to research the question that you brought up? This is the first time I've seen it. It shows the expenditures in this one column as $9,345 with the budgeted amount of
$6,000. Mm-hmm.
So can we have a note that says we've got questions of the report,
yeah,
but we're
yes,
accepting the report?
Yeah.
Is that appropriate for everybody?
Yeah. You want to add that?
What kind of questions?
Just the negative balances. Okay. Negative balances on the line items.
You want to list the three line items? I mean, you want to just say
just
three
some line items.
Items?
I mean, the report. Yeah. You're going to submit the report anyway, part of your minutes, aren't you? Yeah. So,
yeah.
I guess if you email me a copy of that report, can you?
Yeah, the lady's got it. I just got a printed copy in my box, so or I asked for a printed copy. So, Alan Cantrell, but I think Jillian or Nikki will make. I'll make sure of it. Let's put it this way. I'll send it up.
I'll
have an email to Jim Used and Rick Finley then.
In my understanding, we are the. We are the leading force behind the.
We're the ultimate responsible party.
Yes. So anyway, that's reasonable request.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Jim, would you mind to tell me what you think our motion is? We've bounced around as we often do.
Commissioner Strauss has moved to accept the HPRP monthly report for the month of March 2010. And we'll research questions on negative balances on the line items.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Good enough. Questions?
Who had seconded the first time?
I did. I second that motion, yes. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Next item was minutes, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, do we have any?
Well, Jim's already got us Mondays. Do we want to look at those or wait till next Monday to do them?
Let's wait till next Monday. I didn't.
And Monday's no meeting because Chuck and I are both gone, so there'll be no Monday morning meeting. Probably next Tuesday. Because Monday morning I'm at Mac's legislative conference. Chuck's driving up to for a couple, at least one, maybe not, at least one speaker on the fair tax initiative.
Yeah. But that's fine. Let's just wait till
Tuesday. Next Tuesday or something.
I didn't have any opportunity to.
I have an administrative question.
Yes, sir.
A good asked to me this morning, and I haven't gotten an answer yet. I remember that I came before the commission and said that we had a small change in the Hollister Intergovernmental Sewer Agreement. And my memory is that y'all said those are small changes and we don't need a new signature page or anything. Do any of you remember that at all?
I remember, I don't know if it was in the hallway. I just knew that there were some, what did you call it?
There were two or three small changes that had to do with either grammatical or... Mm-hmm. We can re-sign it, but evidently Rick Ziegenfuss must have called today and asked if the new page had been signed.
He got me at the meeting this morning before the meeting started and said, do you have the new signature page? So, and I said, I remember, but I don't remember where it stands.
Now, Bob, this is a 2 to 3 week before item that you're talking about, because I remember the...
Well, I remember having it done. I'm trying to remember what happened.
Yes, but anyway... That long a period of time, we have just agreed to have you fix those.
Do we have a revised signature page?
I can get one if we need one, but I thought that we were just going with what we had with the three grammatical corrections, since they weren't substantive.
That's
and
what
then
I
you
thought.
You guys had approved it, but I need to find it in the minutes. And I got the sewer board to say the same thing. I know that. So.
Yeah, I would say let's find it in the minutes. If we haven't voted on it like that, let's vote on it. I remember a conversation, but I don't remember the vote.
Yeah. Well,
I need to understand the... Wait a minute, please. Would you come on up to the mic so I can hear you?
Yeah.
Commissioner Straffis, you had emailed me this morning saying that Mr. Ziegenfuss had, asked a question about it, and I did research in the minutes, and it was approved March the 1st, 2010. And so what I did is I made a copy of it, and I sent it to Mr. Ziegenfuss. I also left him an email message. I mean, a voice message. I apologize.
Uh-huh.
So it has been approved. Has March it, the 1st.
So it was the copy signed, or where are we on that?
That was the original approval. And then after the original approval, one of the aldermen in the city of Hollister had, all kinds of notes, and they had three pretty much grammatical corrections.
So is that post or pre-March 1st?
I didn't have the chance to do the research this morning.
Let's just do the research. Let's double check, because there was a grammatical change.
Well, what I'd need from you at some point is if it hasn't already been done, is the approval that the signature page just stand as is with the three changes.
Julian, can you answer the question of has a copy been signed of the agreement?
The only research that I did, Mr. Pennell, was to go into the minutes. And just I saw that you guys had all approved it, so I can do further research to get a signed copy.
I'm pretty sure that there was a signed copy, okay. The original signed copy that went over to Hollister when they had their meeting. And there were three changes that were grammatical in nature, and I met with Mr. Ziegenfuss, and then I approached y'all, and I think we had decided not to have to sign it again since they were just grammatical, just make the changes on that page. But I was looking for that this morning, and I just haven't had a chance since I heard about the issue coming back up.
Right.
Jim, if Rick is come again as far as Rick was asking you, that would make me think they don't have a copy.
He does not have a current corrected copy right now.
Okay.
And so that was the question is, with the corrected copy, did we re-vote on the corrected copy? Did we vote on it and not get it to him? I don't know the answer to that. And the question I also have, Mr. Paulson, is, does the sewer board need to approve a revised signature page?
I know that I went to the sewer board, and I know that they said, just go ahead and make the changes. We don't need to sign it again. But I can't remember the details of the meeting when I came before you, and I haven't had a chance to do the research this morning. I know I came before you on the same issue. I thought it was taken care of. And
on March 1st, you sent me the copy of the email of the minutes, because I had asked that this morning. County Councilor Bob Paulson presented the intergovernmental sewer agreement with amendments, if that makes anything, and recommended the agreement for approval, and we approved it 3-0 here. Mm-hmm. That's all we mentioned. What I don't know is, when did they present it to Hollister? Was Rick Ziegenfuss present when...
He was present when they...
That morning.
That morning.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just having trouble remembering that far back. Sorry.
Okay, Rick Ziegenfuss was here at this meeting, so we have not fixed it. Then, would you look at? Sorry, Jillian. Would you look past the March 1st to see if we had any more sewer agreement to votes?
Yes, sir.
After March 1st.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the plan is just that. Jillian will look to see if there were any more votes on that agreement
after the 1st.
Okay.
And if we find no more votes, what's the next step?
Do we need to? see it and vote on it.
And see it and vote on it. And
see the changes and vote on the changes.
Also look and see if it says contingent upon correction of grammatical errors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that real right,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, I was trying to get to talk to Jillian before I came down, but she seemed to have a phone stuck in her ear, so.
And who will take responsibility to get back to Ziegenfuss when we...
Since Rick asked me, I guess I can, because I can follow up with an email. I'll carbon you guys saying that we're researching where the revision signature page is.
Okay.
I'll send I'll carbon everybody right now.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that started with Mr. Paulson, I think.
I apologize.
No, it had to be taken care of. Jim had already talked to Rick. Are there things? Administrative?
We have, on Monday, we had an Aegis conversation about releasing the Y Highway sewer project check or payment for that one invoice. I don't have the invoice number in me. Mr. Paulson brought up the word offset in that meeting, which is there a credit, is there not a credit? But I guess what my motion would be is this is not a motion, but I'm just discussing with you guys that I'd like to go ahead and release payment to for that invoice for the Y Highway. It's Y Highway project, right?
No.
T Highway. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong highway. T Highway project, and issue a check if one is necessary, if there's not a credit, you know. Let the auditor and the treasurer figure out if there's a credit or not a credit. Unless it's too complicated, then...
I don't think it's clear, Jim.
Okay.
We need to be clear what we want the treasurer and the auditor to do.
Okay.
Or it's not clear to me.
Is there a credit currently... I don't want to open this can of worms right now. I would like just to... Let me research some more, get some more facts together. How's that? So I'd rather not do anything because I don't have a clear answer of how to address it.
Okay. So you're going to wait to approve the $11,000?
Yeah, because if we approve it, do they issue a check or is there a credit?
That's the question.
Right.
Well, now, excuse me, but I believe we approved it. Did we not vote? I think you made the motion I vote or something.
I think there was a motion.
And I withdrew the motion.
Then you decided to wait until Wednesday to decide whether to pay the $11,000 because of the offset issue. And I think that's why it was today. So,
well, I'm going to make a motion.
Okay.
And then we can discuss it if we want to. I make a motion that we submit the $11,000 or $9,000. Well, you're right on time. Thank you, Rick.
I didn't know I got people in my office that are.
Oh, this doesn't have the number I thought it had, though. Could we recess for 5 minutes?
Sure.
I'll just go get that document, because I'd like to make a motion and get that done.
Well, that would be...
Yeah, that's fine. Let me get some papers, too, because I want to make sure I've got the right things.
What she's done here, she's figured in this is the one that they got, and took, this is what we would owe them after they...
Well, that number doesn't go with my memory because I was thinking it was 11 or 9.
You want to recess?
Yeah, let's recess for 5 minutes and we'll come back and look.
Okay.
Get the info.
If you have questions,
okay. Thank you.
I'm going to go search and get my paper too real fast.